Welcome to another Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and my guest today is Jeremy King, who is the lead of a sort in the new Shudder feature Scare Package. And Scare Package is a horror comedy anthology with a wraparound tale that talks trash about other horror movies that are found in Rad Chad's video store.
Rad Chad's Horror Emporium.
There we go. Now, how involved were you in the crafting of the structure of the anthology? Because usually there isn't a bubble story around the anthology stories, and this one was
right
creatively just insane.
yeah so they kind of told me, I had worked with Aaron Kuhns and Cameron Burns a few times before with Paper Street Pictures, and so when they were coming up with the concept, we were on the phone a lot back and forth. And originally, they were going to try to include my character in some way in each segment. But that just turned out to be absolutely insanely impossible to
wow.
try to pull off, considering all these things were filming at different times over 2 years. And just trying to make up a story that would make sense with my character kind of weaving in and out. So when they came up with the video store idea, I mean, I just absolutely loved it. And, the great thing about Aaron as a director is he really lets you play. I mean, he really lets you, we'll do some takes that are very close to the script, and then we'll do some takes that he's like, just let loose, you guys have fun. And so it's really a combination of those two things that makes it so exciting to work with these guys.
Now I actually was kind of amused at the how accurate the throwback 80s sleazy video store setup was. I mean, they touched on all of the little nuances that made corner video stores in the 80s, just one of those places where, do I really want to go in there?
You'd be welcome with open arms at Rad Chad's Horror Emporium. I don't think it's a scary place at all. I think it's a place of love, laughter, and hugs.
Now, I have to ask this because I had talked to Aaron about The Pale Door. And as somebody who enjoys Westerns and weird Westerns, that was a fun, fabulous film. And I got to listen to the creator commentary track on that, where they have Cameron and Aaron talking about making The Pale Door and describing some of the shots. And one little tidbit that fell through that was just literally, and it was a throwaway afterthought almost, talking about...
Like I usually am.
Well, it was talking about the characters you play and how they all connect in the Buckley universe.
Yes, yes.
So we have Chad Buckley here in Scare Package.
Yep.
You played a character in The Pale Door who's named Bill Buckley. He's only right. in there for about 45 seconds, maybe.
if you're watching it very slowly, I think it's about 45 seconds, yeah.
But he's the only character in the credits with a full first and last name, and it's Buckley. So talk to me about
that. Now, there's also a third movie with a Buckley, believe it or not.
Oh, played by you?
That's correct. So two years ago, Camera Obscura came out, mm-hmm. which is another film that Aaron did. And I play a hardware store owner, and my name is Tad Buckley.
I didn't realize the Buckley name from that movie. That's crazy. Yeah. Okay, explain the Buckley universe thing, because that's just too precious and too curious for words.
Well, I think it originated with Camera Obscura. We had done a short film probably about 6 or 7 years ago called V. El Chupacabra. And I play a character called El Padre. And from that, they kind of got this character. When they were doing Camera Obscura is more of a psychological thriller. It's a pretty serious movie. But they introduced this kind of wacky character right in the middle of it, everything that's going on. And they sent me the script, and, you know, they had my name is Jeremy. So I read it a couple times, and they said, you know, we need you to film this. You know, the production team wants to take a look at it and see if it'll work. And I called them back, and I go, hey, guys. I go, just so you know, my name's Tad Buckley. It just came out, like, when I was reading the script. So I'm like, my name's Tad Buckley, by the way, and I'm the owner of Tad's Hardware and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I sent him this tape that was loosely based on the script that they sent me. And I didn't realize it was going to, like, higher ups at Universal. And they called me back after they watched it. They go, dude, we're all rolling on the floor, you know, laughing. He goes, can you do a little bit more of a toned down version and maybe stick to the script this time? So that's how the Buckley name was sort of originated. And then, you know, when we were talking about Scare Package, you know, they said, you know, we're going to have a Chad Buckley, and believe it or not, they're actually brothers. So there was a comment in one of the pieces we did about in reference to Tad and the insurance money I got. But you know, then when they were doing, Del Dor, you know, they're like, this lineage goes way back, you know, we got to have another Buckley in yours. So it's been pretty fun.
Well, at least we know that Bill procreated before his ignominious
yes.
death.
Yes.
So the Buckley line.
Well, it was funny because I wore a bolo tie when we did way back, like years ago, when we did El Chupacabra. And I wore the same bolo tie in Scare Package, and I tried wearing it in the Pale Door. So I slipped it on right before I walked out on set, and the wardrobe girl was like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, it's okay. I'm allowed to wear this. And she goes, I don't think so. And they looked it up, and bolo ties actually weren't created back then, so I had to take it off, which made me kind of sad. But it was going to be sort of like a thing that got passed down, I think, to Chad, but it didn't work out.
And who knows, maybe Bill had a design in his pocket for a bolo tie that was discovered after his death.
You were right on the same page as I was. I said, look, maybe he's the one that first created bolo ties, and this was something that just didn't catch on for a little while, you know.
So
they weren't
so,
going for it though.
Yeah, but that's a shame. But I look forward to the next appearance of a Buckley in a Aaron Koontz production.
I was gonna say I just love working with these guys. I mean, they're probably my favorite group of people to work with. It's always a real blessing.
So in Scare Package, what was for you the most fun? Because there's a lot of carnage in here, a couple of iconic cameos.
So many, yeah.
Stuff to work with.
The whole thing was just an absolute blast. I mean, obviously working with legends like Joe Bob Briggs and Dustin Rhodes, you know, who's the wrestler Goldust. who played Devil's Lake Impaler. The scenes with Joe Bob were so much fun, especially the death scene where I'm sort of like at this moment where I'm just totally in love with him and I think he's my dad and he's basically just telling me to shut up and let him die, you know? And then working with, you know, in the video store scenes, working with Han and Byron, I'm usually the one trying to make people laugh on set, and working with them, it was like I was the one that was having a trouble keeping a straight face. And I think on the DVD and Blu-ray, they're going to have some cut footage and behind the scenes stuff. And I'm sure we'll see a lot of that because it was just, those guys were just cracking me up. So everybody we worked with was, you know, Chase Williamson, who's from John Dies at the End. Zoe, who was in the lab. I mean, all those people were just, I don't know that I could name one thing because all of it was just, the total experience was amazing, you know?
Mm. I have to ask, since this revolves around a horror story at an old time video store, is there going to be like a throwback VHS release?
I know a lot of people on Twitter have requested that, and I think they're trying to work on that, but I haven't heard any word of them actually pushing that through. But that would be absolutely awesome. I would definitely have to get one of those.
At the very least, the DVD should come in a VHS-shaped package. Just saying.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I mean, they could totally do that. Plastic is a magical substance. I'm sure they could design a DVD case that looks...
I don't know if they have the technology to design a plastic case that would look like a DVD or look like a VHS.
I fully believe in the power of plastic. I think they can do this.
I'm going to pass it on air. I think that's a great idea.
There you go. So where can folks find you online to keep up with the next family member of the Buckley universe to meet with mishaps and misfortunes?
Sadly enough, I just had to write this down because I'm not on Twitter and Instagram a ton. I've been trying more lately, but I'm at @the_JeremyKing at Twitter. And then Instagram is @Jeremy_King45, or on Facebook, Jeremy King Actor. But yeah, it's been so fun just seeing the reaction from people, especially on Twitter has been fantastic. And just the interaction that I've had with people has been awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of positive feedback.
Yeah. I think the people who joined the live tweets for the was it Joe Bob's Last Drive-In show would
right.
I think you would have a lot of fun with them.
And I have. I have had a lot of fun interactions with a lot of the fans from the Last Drive-In, and there's even a Facebook group that I joined probably about a month or two before we filmed last year. And it's just it's a wonderful group, and it's people that really love horror. And there's so many Easter eggs within Scare Package and within all the short films that people have figured out a lot of them, but I want to say that, you know, I don't think I've seen all of them out there, but they've actually figured out a good number of the Easter eggs that are in there.
Nice. Well, we will have links to where everyone can find you. And just to say, I think my favorite vignette is the full moon werewolf hunter one. just
Mister, yeah. Noah Segan did a great job on that.
Just had so many funny throwbacks to monster movies. And I am a huge monster movie fan. So.
Yeah, he did an awesome job with that.
So much fun. So, Jeremy, thank you so much for your time today and sharing your joy in making Scare Package.
It definitely was, and I appreciate talking to you, and thank you so much for your time.
And we'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi right after this.
Woohoo!
Slice of Sci-Fi. Hey there, Mer Lafferty, co-editor of Escape Pod here. And I just wanted to let you know, if you are listening to this podcast right now, then you probably would enjoy our very first print anthology. Escape Pod, our 15th anniversary print anthology, will feature a mix of stories, some of which have been on the site, some are reprints that may be new to you, and some are brand new stories from people like T. Kingfisher, Maurice Broaddus, Greg Van Eekout, and our own Tina Connolly. I also contributed a story featuring the universe from my book, Six Wakes. So if you are in the UK, you can get your copy October 20th, and if you're in the US, you can get your copy on November 17th. But check it out. We're pretty proud of what we've done with this, just like we're pretty proud with what we've done with this entire podcast for the past 15 years.
Hi, guys. This is Tom Allison, and I play Pree on Killjoys, and you're listening to A Slice of Sci-Fi.
Scare Package is one of those horror anthologies, horror comedy anthologies. I think horror comedy is becoming a little bit harder to pull off really, really well these days. Scare Package is available October 20th on VOD, digital, DVD, and Blu-ray, and should still be available on Shudder. So if you have Shudder, go check it out. The weaving in and out of the story. Basically, Chad owns a video store, and he has one customer who comes in and argues the fine points of horror movies with him. And when a new guy comes into the picture to apply for a job there, a job that the other guy really wants, they show him the ropes by telling him the plot and the stories to different horror movies found in the video store. Now, some of the monster stories, some of the gross out stories, some of them like lose a little bit here and there. Like I said, my favorite was the segment Mister with, shall we say, one group of full moon night creatures hunting another group of seemingly innocent guys that turn out to be werewolves. That was a lot of fun and funny. The other ones, the serial killer in the woods thing, I think they were trying to put too much into one story, but gross creepy monsters who are suspended or trapped by silver, there was something a little missing with that one. But there are high points. The practical special effects are to be applauded, because whoever designed the special effects for each of those segments, they went to town. The practical applications of the blood, of the goop, of the bones are just delightful for an old school horror fan like myself. And who doesn't want to say that the monster in their store was responsible for killing off Joe Bob Briggs? I mean, that's a monument to the effectiveness, the actual iconic nature of your store. So I am curious if they're going to do something with the DVD and the VHS, because that needed to be on VHS, just to have that old school horror video store feeling, because all of the videos they talk about are on VHS, and every now and then you'll see video noise streak through, just like on an old VHS. It's been watched a few hundred times, and I'm curious what the bonus segments are, because like I said, I'm a fan of film commentary. Maybe I'll see if the commentary track for Scare Package is online someplace, because I would like to listen to that, because the commentary track for Pale Door was a lot of fun. Anyway, how do you feel about horror anthologies? About horror comedy? What are the things that you need for a horror comedy to make it worth your time and effort? Call in. The number is 602-635-6976, or send me an email, summer@sliceofscifi.com. You can listen to Slice of Sci-Fi on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, Google Play Podcasts, TuneIn, Player FM, and iHeartRadio Podcasts. And if you're listening on either Apple or Stitcher, please leave us a review. Let folks know you are enjoying the podcast, and maybe they should check it out for themselves. You can follow us on Twitter at Slice of Sci-Fi. And yes, I will get into discussions with people on Twitter about movies, sometimes about baseball, sometimes about professional soccer. And every now and then an action movie, maybe. And music. You can also find us on YouTube, just youtube.com/sliceofscifi. Check out the different playlists we have for creator interviews, actor interviews, voiceover interviews over on our YouTube channel, plus a relatively new creators and creatives curated interview playlist from other people on YouTube who have done interviews with various writers from television, from film, from plays, from comics, diving a little bit deeper into the creative process that brings us all these stories that we fall in love with. You can help support Slice of Sci-Fi and the other shows and websites in the Slice of Sci-Fi universe by joining us on Patreon. We have a space where you can join up as a patron, sign up for any tier, become eligible for books, DVDs, Blu-rays, 4K, and all you need to do is be a patron, and your name could be pulled from the list. We have one winner every month of a new perk, so that's my thanks to everyone who is supporting all of the show efforts that go here. That link is patreon.com/sliceofscifi. And if a monthly pledge is not something you can commit to, but you do want to help, the link to use is paypal.me/scifisummer. And that'll do it for this episode. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi this weekend. Take care.